My name is Vicky, compulsive eater and bulimic, and very grateful to be here. A bit nervous, if I'm to be honest, but not near the basket case I would have been almost 9 years ago. I guess I'll start there. I didn't prepare except to connect it with the God of my understanding, because otherwise I can get so caught up in myself. That's another thing that has greatly improved. But I guess I'll start. This is actually my second round of OA. I've been coming since October 12th, 2015, and the reason that day really sticks in my mind is because I realize in hindsight, which is always 2020, of course, that looking back, I can see that I didn't find my bottom when I came the first time. It's more like I found out about it, and I think it was a combination of the first time. It was a combination of feeling like if I came when I came to OA, it was because I found out about it, and on some level, I think I thought of it more as a way to help me stop, to help me to not to eat to the point where I would gain weight, that I would lose weight, actually. I wanted to lose weight. I guess more of a diet mentality. And I did get some good recovery, but after about 2 years, I got a little delusional and thought, oh, I think I've got this whipped. And so I left OA and I brought with me the Serenity Prayer, the God of my understanding at that time. And that actually, I was fine for a while. And then, as time went on and life happened, and it happened big, I really found myself in a very bad place. And by October 12th, 2015, I was a complete, my life was insane. I came for sanity. In fact, the fact that I even came was a miracle. I can only attribute it to the God of my understanding. By that point, I was exercising 3 hours a day. And even then, by that morning, I was actually barely doing that, only because I had two sports injuries because of my overexercising. One was my right shoulder and my left knee. And so my exercise, which I probably wouldn't have really considered it to count, was walking because that's the best I could do. And it was that morning, 5:30 in the morning, I was walking. I remember it was raining and it was dark, and I just broke down while I was walking, and I just prayed to God, what do I do? By this point, I wasn't even thinking this had anything to do with the food or the exercise or my weight or anything. So I was really thought it was weird that the God of my understanding placed on my heart, you need to go back to OA. I was clueless, obviously, as to what I was doing. I was just that far gone. And so I hobbled back home. And I thought, my first thought was I didn't have time, which I think is kind of hilarious because I look back, I was exercising 3 hours a day. Why would I not have time? And so I looked on the OA website to just see if there was a meeting I could go to or whatever. And so I found out, that's when I found out they're now online. In various ways, in the form of a chat at that point. I don't know that there were any Zooms back then. But I went ahead and went to the chat meeting, and wow, I forgot what it was like to be in that room and hear people. I mean, they really told my story because I was so far gone at that point. And I came back, I obviously came back home. And I've been coming every day ever since. And at that point, I did forget to mention, and I also did some purging as part of this disease. I had not purged since that day. I've been absent from purging, and I would say close to soon after that, I was still exercising. I had to figure out what amount of exercise was normal. And so there, I kind of had a growing edge on that, but I did notice that pretty quickly I stopped trying and that's part of my definition of abstinence too, is to not rush my processing of the food that I eat, no matter what, how little or how much I eat. I do not do that. I don't exercise to so that I can eat more anymore. I don't calorie count for that reason. It can really get me into a crazy spot. Because a lot of the very beginning, I think that this disease started for me is under eating, and it just really evolved over time into a lot of other things. And it was largely because of what I call the voice of the disease that was absolutely horrendous to me, that kept me where I, kept me in my place, so to speak. It was more of a voice that kind of like the stereotypical drill sergeant kicking you when you're down kind of voice. And so a lot of my recovery has been about finding compassion for myself. And I really attribute that to my sponsor, who she really, right from the beginning, she had me send her three well, she sent had me send some lists to her, like lists of gratitude lists of things that I do, that something I did kind to somebody the day. And sometimes that included even doing something kind for myself. And what was really amazing was she had me identify at least three things I loved about myself. I hated myself. And I before that I hated myself. In fact, I actively tried to end my life. In fact, when I did that prayer that God said, you better go back to OA, I was like, I said, I want to go home. And that was code for, I want to die. Take me away. But anyway, she had me send those lists, and the hardest one was those three things that I love about myself. I can remember the first three things I did only because I didn't love anything about myself, so I borrowed from what people told me. They said I have pretty eyes, I'm a good listener, and I'm creative. And so I did. And so then I thought the rules were I had to have three things different every day, which is good because it forced me to find something that I loved about myself every day. And so what was really amazing over the months, over I would say that would have been like late October when I started having her for a sponsor. And then I would think it was somewhere around May, I came to the realization that I actually loved myself. And I remember the first time I said that in a chat meeting, I was afraid that people were going to clobber me. And that's because that's what the voice of the disease would do for me. Like, oh, the voice of the disease would have said, oh, you're so egotistical. And I discovered over time after I confessed that I loved myself, that actually loving yourself is not egotistical at all, quite the contrary. And so anyways, that really toned down the voice of the disease. I envisioned it kind of like water being thrown on the Wicked Witch in the Wizard of Oz, if you're familiar with that. Oh, I'm melting, I'm melting. What a world, what a world. And so I just really it's that has been a huge part of my recovery, is just dousing that voice of the disease. Because yes, it lies. We talk about the lies all the time. Yes, it lies. Yeah, you can just have this one thing, or just this one time. But for me, it also lied a lot about who I was. In fact, I don't think I ever knew who I was before coming into this program. So it's really been interesting. This has been a program of discovery, not just recovery, of discovery at who I really am, and learning to embrace that, and learning that it's okay to not know everything. That was something else. I had to know everything. I had to be right about everything. And learning that I don't have to be that. It's just amazing me how this program, really the food for me, the food and the food behaviors are really symptoms of something deeper that I have been recovering from one day at a time. And so how I got there, obviously I started out with these lists, but eventually I was working the steps. But as I was, preparing and eventually working the steps, I was using all the tools. I was going to meetings. I went to a meeting at least daily. At first, I was going several a day. And then, but eventually I got to now it's like, okay, just one a day. This is my morning vitamin today. And of course, journaling was big. My sponsor, working with my sponsor, read literature, phoning, texting, whatever, at least connecting to people between meetings. And I really made it a habit of collecting people's contact information so that I could, build those muscles at picking up the phone so I could go ahead and contact them even when I didn't really feel like I needed to have that. I could at least go ahead and get used to connecting with people. I have a the last, I don't know, probably 2 or so years, I've added something I heard in a speaker meeting. I was reading about, it's about 2.5 pages of the big book, but I changed it into the first person. I think it's some page, starts on page 61. And I changed the words into the first person. So what is, instead of what is his basic trouble, what is my basic trouble is what it starts out with. And I read through that. And when it gets to the third step, I go ahead and say the third step. I go ahead and say the seventh step. I say the set aside prayer. And then I end with, I pray that I may this prayer continue throughout this day through my actions and inactions. May I live a life of invitation. And I don't even say amen at the end of it because to me that feels like it's the end of a prayer. But I just prayed that I prayed this prayer would continue throughout this day through my actions and inactions. So it's really just the beginning and it helps keep me open so that when people like Judy contact me and say, "Would you like to speak?" I can live that prayer, live out that prayer through that invitation. And when she calls, contacts me and says again, by the way, our speaker, I needed a speaker tomorrow, or I guess a couple days, could you do it this Thursday rather than the 15th? I'm just like, okay. If I would have been asked 9 years ago, besides the fact I would definitely would have had nothing to speak on, I would have been an absolute basket case because a huge part of my recovery has been recovery for the anxiety I had. I was anxious. I was always in fast forward. I was trying to put out fires that haven't happened yet. They talk about looking back and looking forward. Mine was primarily looking forward. And because of that, I really missed out on a lot of the blessings of being in the present. I was very much oblivious to what was going on around me because I was too worried about making the future perfect. Right, a lot of the anxiety is basically gone. I mean, there's fears. There's nothing wrong with fear, but I think the difference between fear, the fear keeps me from going out in the middle of the interstate and doing the Macarena or something. But the anxiety kept me from doing even anything. In fact, a lot of the reason I was going, feeling so insane that morning in October is because I was preparing for my particular career that I have, which actually probably came about more because of my first round with OA. I was about to go before a board for interviews that it would basically be the equivalent of getting tenure as for a professor, but my anxiety was getting in the way of them hearing what I
Shafiki.
thank you. It was basically getting in the way of my being authentic, because I was so anxious and so that voice and the disease was telling me how ridiculous I was even going. Who do you think you are some of the kinds of things it would tell me. And I believed it. It lied, even though I was a perfectly good person in my particular career. It just would knock me down and kick me and kick me and kick me, to the point where I couldn't even be truly present. And now I am truly present, at all times, basically. I think if I ever am off kilter, I've heard it called prelapse. Relapse. Prelapse comes before relapse. Relapse is when we're already putting the food in or doing whatever we're doing for food behaviors. But prelapse is, for me, is the feelings that come before that. What's going on? And so one of the things I've noticed is I sometimes get into kind of a swearing mode that is, for me, is a red flag that something's going. So if I'm swearing, I need to check what's going on. Because it's usually like yesterday, I caught myself swearing. I thought, okay, what's going on? And I hadn't taken a break. I need to take a break. I need to step back. I don't need to rush things. And I think I was trying to rush getting something done, and I was just getting very frustrated, and I just need to step back. So that, I feel like that's all I have to share. So with that, I'll pass.